want to learn the sugya of the Eitz Hadas. I want to start from the aftermath. The aftermath. The Torah gives a tremendous amount of conversation to the aftermath. I see there's some fascinating things over here. Okay. Okay. The packet is made. I can't tell you the order is the most intelligent order that the packet should have made, but I was running under a little bit of pressure of time, so we're going to have to have you Michael me that we'll have to skip around on the packet a little bit here and there. Okay, so let's look at the psukim a little bit. So the other medit from the Eitz Hadas already. It's a pasuk Zion says in Kapitel Gimel. Pasuk Zion says, "Vatipekachto enei shnehem v'yedu ki erumim hem." So their eyes were now opened, and they realized that they are rumen. So they took leaves from the fig tree, and they sewed them together, and they made for themselves a chagor, or something around, which would be around their body. Which now, so Rashi says that the alei say no, because that was the eitz that they ate from. So. Rashi says he brings around another. Although the trees refused to give them anything, but they girded themselves with the alei te'eno. That's what the pasuk ends up saying. Okay. Okay. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to them, and Adam and Chava hid himself, and. So then the Rosh asks him, "Did you eat from the Eitz I told you not to eat?" So she gave me to eat from this Eitz, and I ate it. Okay, the Rosh then says to the Eitz, then says to the Nachash, and then the Pasuk is Zion. So the chara, the nakuda of the fact that he would listen to his wife, the chara is irrelevant. The main thing is that he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Bereshit told not to. Right, the chara, we would expect the pasuk to say that.
Why isn't the pasuk saying two things? One, you had a choice. You could listen to me, you could listen to your wife.
And
you,
exactly.
You didn't,
so the
you didn't listen to me.
So the
second, you ate.
Right. So the pasuk clearly is saying there's another layer of a problem over here above and beyond eating. The eating wasn't the problem. The eating wasn't the only problem. Right. The eating was the kishamata, the kolish techo, the fact that you listen to somebody else's voice. Okay. So now. So now the fact that they had misa, okay, that was already said before. If you're going to eat from the eighth, you're going to have misa. So the punishment, that's because of the fact that you ate from the eighth of dust. Now, if we're saying that there was two problems over here, so we could theorize at least that there's some other part of the other elements of the punishment corresponding to kishamata kolishtecho. Kishamata kolishtecha was one issue. The second issue was you ate. Now, we know the result of the eating. That's what the Pasuk said before. The yarm that you're going to eat from it, you're going to die. So that the Rosh says. That's what's going to happen at the end. The other part seems to correspond. Okay. Pasuk of Aleph. We ask Hashem Elokim lo Adam lishtoy kosen sor b'yad b'shem. So here we have the shiluv of that the Rosh it makes for them kostas or gives them kostas or. So they made for themselves a chagura of a late te'ino. The version says, take that off, please. Let's put on a full garment. And that garment says kostas or by Abishem.
From where?
Now, what is this made out of? We're going to talk about. So Rashi himself brings two pshatim in the. One pshat it was made like Tziporin. Which was Medubak al Aron, so Kosasor means it fit directly onto their body. And the second shadow was something made from the Tzemer of their Nevis. Okay. Now, we know why Adam Rishon was kicked out of Gan Eden, because he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Right? That's what I'm reaching. So let's see the pasuk. The Adam is now like the Yachid. Now I'm worried about he's going to eat with Eitzel Chaim and live forever. So the Pasuk says that he was kicked out of Gan Eden because he might eat from Eitzel Chaim, not because he ate from Eitzel Das. It means it's very possible to stay in the Gan after you ate from Eitzel Das. But you might eat from Eitzel Chaim. I can't allow you to eat from Eitzel Chaim. Therefore, you're going to have to leave. Right? So Adam was not kicked out of Gan Eden because he ate from Eitzel Das. Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden because he might eat from Eitzel Chaim. Right? That's very clear in the Pesukim. I asked the average person why you can't, because he ate from Eitzel Das. So that's not what the pasuk says. Okay. Now, so the question is,
how do you translate that?
Hayakacha mimenu? He was like the one, the Yochim is not the title. The word mimenu was the number four. Shem grapple with this word mimenu, exactly what the word mimenu means. He's like he's the only one in the world which of all the things in the world, no tabu bish. Okay, now the word vatsava here, the medrash we see.
So hold on 1 second. So pasuk chaf beis is not talking about a punishment.
No,
I'm trying to protect you.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Now the word vatsava here is one of these words which seems to be not, let's see, we'll take the word out of the pasuk. What would be missing? Mm-hmm. What is what's the and now? So the Medrash grapples with that word vatsa also. And by Yishchel Hashem l'kim migan Eden l'avodas Adam Hashem l'kach misham. By Yoresh is Adam. And so there's the matter deals with the fact that there was a lashon of shlichus and a lashon of gerushin. Right, the Torah uses the lashon by gerushin and talks about the fact that there was a man's mshalcha, and the Torah actually does not use the lashon of the parsha of gerushin. The Torah uses the lashon of shiluchin. Rabbi uses the lashon of gerushin and shiluchin. Right. So he's Megurish from Gan Eden. Now why
we were, that's also bad. What's Vayishalcheyu and
what's Vayigarish? Right. Okay. So there's two elements. The Medrash deals with that. Now the why is this concern all of a sudden now? What would it be if the Adam had eaten from Eitzel Chaim earlier on? You know, okay. The Rashi knows the future. Right, so he wasn't worried about, maybe, you know, he was not told he can't eat from Eitzel Chaim. He was not told that he can't eat from Eitzel Chaim. So it's very possible he couldn't eat from Eitzel Chaim. The Rosh knows he's going to eat from Eitzel Das. And the male, he won't be able to. The mice, he didn't eat from Eitzel Chaim, right? Okay, you know. But he could have. So why is Rosh worried about it now? Like, why has it now become like an issue? Right? Okay. So
what's the after eat from Eitzel Das, it's a problem to eat from Eitzel Chaim.
Right. So would the Eitzel Chaim work if you ate before that? Before you ate from Eitzel Das,
it wouldn't be detrimental.
But the Brashim knows he's going to eat from Eitzel Das, and if the result of having Eitzel Chaim affects you negatively after Eitzel Das, does it affect you negatively before Eitzel Das? I mean, if living forever is a bad thing, right? So,
but no, it's only a bad thing once you eat from Eitzel Das.
So that's what we have to figure out. Okay,
because there's Eitzel in Rashi. Right?
I understand. Okay? But there's... Now, so... I didn't number the pages. I understand. But that was a problem. That problem will be true. The person knows he's going to be Berkha Bara. So he's going to eat when they said that. So okay. Why is the person not worried about it before him?
I don't know.
Okay. So turn to the page of the Medrash on the Pasuk about Torah. I didn't number the pages, so.
What's on the top of the page?
Gimel Chav Beis. Medrash Rabbah Seder Bereishis Perichov Aleph. Gimel Chav Beis.
Oh, okay.
It's like the fifth page, I think.
It says, Berech Yer B'Shem Rav Chanan.
Yeah. Right. So, no, Isvav. V'atvah Pen Yishloch Yodah. So let's start with over here. So what does this word vatoh mean? So the Medrash is grappling with the word vatoh, because like we pointed out, the word vatoh seems to be not necessary in the pasuk. Some Rabbi Abba Kahana Malamish Pasuk Loi Kadosh Baruch Hu Pesach Shel Tshuva. Gershom offered Adam an option of tshuva, which means he has not left Gan Eden yet, and he's being offered an option of tshuva, and which would mean had he accepted the option of tshuva properly, he would stay in Gan Eden. Okay, vato in vato elo tshuva. The word vato means tshuva. Shenemar vato yisamo Hashem lekach l'shom himoch kim l'gira. So if you understand the word vato over there means acting properly, that's the manager is saying that means tshuva. So the word vato means the Rosham said to Adam, he's offering him tshuva. Vato, please do tshuva. Rosham is saying to Adam, vato, do tshuva. What does Adam say? Adam says back, pen. Rein pen el alav. We know that the word pen, yishar pen v'al, means no. So the manager understands the pasuk vato, the Rosham says to Adam, vato, do tshuva. And Adam says back, pen. No,
so
not going
way-
to.
The way the Medrash is darshaning the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the word vata, then there's a psik, and pen is a standalone word.
Right.
Not pen yishlach.
Yeah, correct.
Pen is a standalone word.
Okay. Then the Baruch Hu says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishlach yodah v'chal gamay tzachayim esmoho, I'm worried about that possibility. V'moichol hu chay lo'alom l'fichu v'yishachay v'shem alikim megan heden. He was one of us, but no longer. That's like it's the hasped.
Says Mekainen.
Mekainen. So that's how the Medrash reads the pasuk. So hear the conversation. So Mershom says to Adam, do tshuva. Adam says no. What? What does that mean? That, you know, like, and the Mershom is okay. Now Yishakhar will kach gamay tzachayim. So now it's going to be a problem, right? Now I'm concerned he's going to eat from the Yitzchak. Now that he said no to me when I asked him to do tshuva, now I'm afraid what the next step is. Now I see this guy is like a hardened criminal, right? You know, so I'm worried about him eating from the Yitzchak. I'm overstating it, but you know, we'll explain in a second.
How does Adam even know what tshuva is?
Well, I guess the Rosh explained to him whatever tshuva means, right? Right.
Okay, I mean, the Medrash doesn't quite say that.
But. Well, the Medrash is putting in, the Brashim says to him, to do tshuva.
Right, like,
so I'm assuming
the idea of tshuva, in the more traditional approach, right, by Kayin and Hevel.
Okay.
So that's a big chiddush that there is such a thing as tshuva.
I understand, the Brashim isn't performing Adam that there's an option of tshuva.
Right.
Right? Okay.
He didn't say a word of that, he said no.
But he said, right, that's Medrash, that's the first Medrash. Or that's the first Medrash we're looking at, not the first Medrash. But if, you go back a page, go back to the Medrash beforehand. So back in Pasuk Yud Beis, you want to pass the Machodesh? So, this is going on Pasuk Yud Beis. Remember Adam, Ha'isha Asher Nasati Medi, He Anasali Min O'Eitz Bo'Eichel. So the Medrash says, I didn't want to cover the whole page, but just one word. V'chalti Ein Ksiv Kan Ela Bo'Eichel. The Medrash tells him that the word should have said V'chalti. And I ate. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it say Bo'Eichel? V'chalti Bo'Eichel. I ate and I will eat. Okay.
There's
no vav hipuch on a hove. That's an osid. There's a vav hipuch.
It should have been.
Vayochel, vayochel would be.
Right.
And I ate. So the matter says, "V'achalti ein ksiv kan ela v'oichel." Achalti v'oichel. So the matter says that Adam Rishon told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's going to do it again. Okay. Adam Rishon Malakish. Adam Rishon lo nitrud mi gan eden ela atchachir v'gidev. So, okay. So he says, "It's that was my fault. You gave an azisha, and this is the result. This is where I'm at." Okay, so it's both midrashim seem to be strange. Bereshim says it's true, and he says no. Bereshim says, and he tells Kadosh Baruch Hu, I ate, I'm going to eat again. So like you know, what's going on? What is Adam saying? You know, the simple reading of the Adam is just saying, like, you know, Russian, have a good day. I'm not interested in you anymore. It's not me, stubborn. You know, we know that Adam Rishon was he talks about his Akib was like a gal galacham, you know, even after the chet. Like, you know, so like
because Malachi Asharis Lamashira.
Right. So it's like the simple reading of the Medrash is difficult. Now, if you give me just a 3-4 minute Perlish Atara interlude, I'll tell you a piece from Meir Shapiro on this Medrash. It's written on Purim. It's the Tshuva to Aramayr, the first Tshuva. It's written on Purim. So, you know, that's the date of the Tshuva.
Day.
Okay. So you see how Rav Meir Shapiro celebrated his Purim with a piece of Gishmak, a piece of Perlish Atara. So he says, the Gemara says that Omer B'Kiva, Gemara in Sanhedrin in the end of the fourth parak, Omer B'Kiva, Her L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Omer Ish Lakish, Her L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Okay, says what's happens Rish Lakish? What's happens Rabbi Kiva? What's going on? Okay, she said like this. Shteitoch, there's a Gemara in Shabbos in the first paragraph. The Gemara says that Adam Rishon spoke Aramis. He didn't speak Lashon HaKadosh. He spoke. So this conversation is taking place in Aramis. Good. Now, Rabbi Kiva Shita is
he knew Lashon HaKadosh.
Rabbi Kiva Shita is Zogt, that the halacha is that Einid Nasadayin. Even an Eidaroya can't be a Dayan. Once he saw, he can't function as a Dayan. Because he can't be Mahapik with schools, etc. So even an Eidaroya can't be a Dayan. Now there's a place in Rebbe Yochanan Mishlokish where the Chatash is also been a Torah or not. Okay? There's a Medrash that says that Chava took a Kazayas from the tree. From that Kazayas, she gave to everybody, every single being in the Gan, herself, Adam, all of the beings, all the animals in the Gan, except for one animal refused to eat, one bird refused to eat. So everybody ate Chatashir. Rish Lakish Shita is that Chatzis Shir is Mutam in a Torah. So, Adam Rishon says, Vos Miltav Amad Aleben, a Chatzis Shir. But, okay, problem is, there is a Yerushalmi that says, Ibn Rish Lakish is Moida by Daita Lahashim. If he's planning to eat more, he's Chay. So, Shteitach Do, Voichel, a Chatzis Voichel. So, I mean, you're Potok as Chatzis Shir, but you're going to eat more. He says, but, so Amar Rish Lakish, right? He's only chayav because of what he said, but he spoke Aramaic. Shteitach Gemara in Shabbos and the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, so others says who's the Edom? You're an Edoroya. Edoroya is possible. The others according to Rabbi Kiva. So Zok Rish Lakish, Russia was so much for terrorist Rabbi Kiva because all he said this according to Rabbi Kiva totally potter, right? When he's asking himself, he felt bad that you see, Rekiva died. Why did he die? Because of me. If I said, we don't pass like Rekiva, it's all my fault. But had we passed like Rekiva, I would have been father. Samarish Lakish, Samach with Taurus Rekiva. That's Ramesh Shapiro's piece of Purim Torah. It's awesome. The Kashmir is like totally awesome. All right, okay, back to the Musar part over here. Anyway,
it's
absolutely goodness. The goodness of it, you know, like. You know, it's awesome.
It fits in nicely.
Yeah, it fits in perfectly. But that's a perfect example of the Perlish of Chap, you know, the Perlish of Terror, the Chap. Okay, so I want to suggest a pshat over here, which I think maybe has some merit to it. I want to suggest a pshat over here. Take a look at the first page. Okay. So this is a sefer from the Ben Yerona. It's a small kudrus from the Ben Yerona called Yisodei Teshuva. Also, some people have the gears of Yisodei Teshuva. It's 4 pages long. The whole thing. It's printed in some of the Machzorim at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Machzor, they have it with it. So the Ben Yerona says like this: Shalach Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu Biyad Avodah VeNavim Biyad Cheskel Navi Numa Shem Lekim Shuvu VeShivu Mikol Pishechem Lo Yivachem LeMichshol Oven. Do tshuva, and it shouldn't be a mikshol to cause you to sin. Hashlichem aleichem es kol pishechem asher peshatim bo asu lechem leiv chodesh v'ruach chadosh v'lamasu musa. Okay. I want to tell you how to do it. Today's brand new. The way you do tshuva is by, forget about, don't talk about yesterday. Forget about yesterday. Today is brand new. I have no schusim, I have no chayv. But the yom tchilas masav. Hayom yifalas urchasav, shloyitum aglusav, midarach atayim. Today I'm going to be careful. I'm going to measure what I do, that I shouldn't go out of the derech atayim. Vizarech zu tibiyenu lushu b'shuva shlema. You're throwing away all of your avers. The person could think. I'm done. Okay. Al Yashav Ken. Ken Mesis Yashav Kizuv Mitei Alev, the Mesis, the Yitzhahara, which sits there like the Zvuv, right? Mitei Alev, Miskara Shalom Bechol, Yom Tzor V'mabit Akshila V'mesim Liba Leitzah Razos. So one of the Chofetz Chaim writes, what's the point of a fly? The fly is the Mitei Alev. He goes from one to the other. He tried to do good. He says, he tried to do tshuva. You should do tshuva. You low life, do tshuva. You look at how bad you are. See, he's playing the game on all sides. Rach Yashav Kikay Midas Abari Yisburach Yad Pshut Al Kabashav and Melchay Tovel Al Hashem Mishav Abalasas Lelev Chodesh. So Ben Yonah says that the way you do tshuva is not thinking about yesterday. You know the tshuva by saying, I don't need the veris, I'm a horrible person, and I have to tshuva. It's not like you do tshuva. Your tshuva is, you know what, yesterday was yesterday, today is brand new. Vato, ein vato la tshuva. And now. The way you do tshuva is by starting now. Forget about yesterday. I think the reason why the Yom and the Royim are mesugal, because batsa, by the nature, they are vato. Rishon gives out life in one year packets. And whatever your life you had from last year ends, comes Rosh Hashanah. So your mom's brand new. So you are brand new. So for sure, this is work. Yesterday, last year was last year. That ended. You're no longer alive. And you're starting over again. So Vato is tshuva. Now means tshuva. So the Ben Yonah says like this. So now there's a Ben Yonah in the beginning of Shari Tshuva. So he asks like this. We know that the two main components of tshuva are charata and azivas lechet. So charata means you are thinking about the past. So he says, which one should you choose? Which one comes first? Should it be charata or azivas lechet? So he says, look, depends like this. If you're a person who is misyatza v'derech lo toiv tamid, you're ongoing problems and you're doing the wrong thing, the first step is azivas lechet. Charata will come in the future. Right now, your main step is stop doing it. A person who's never done anything wrong, and one time he's nechshol, so the chances are he will basically stay good. So, but here, Madrabal, stop and think about what you did, the charata, and that'll keep you in line. So the Ben Yonah here is saying that for the person who has this whole package, Yechezkel is saying, you have this gigantic, it's a mechshol oven. For you, trying to start with charata is just going to make you worse. Because your first step is stop. Some point in your life, you've established yourself in a new path. You can look back and say, "Oy vey, look what I used to do." But now I'm a different person already. Then it's safe. But right now, it's not safe. But that's what Ben Yonah is saying. So vato means tshuva. That's very good. Now, if I can have the chutzpah to bring Adam Rishon down to my madrega, right? Which you know, and try and probe the mind of the Yetzir Kabbalah of Kodesh Baruch Hu. I cannot fathom what it means, the pain of Adam Rishon after his chet. Can you fathom what it means? You know, he's a Novi Hashem. He was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do something. He didn't do it. He didn't listen. And now he realizes that the relationship has been damaged. He realizes that he's going to die. He realizes that the whole world has changed because of him. The weight of the pain of the Avera, we can't imagine what it is. So Rishon says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Achalti va'oichol." Not that I'm being a chutzah that I'm going to do it again. I'm just telling you, I'm stuck. Adam Rishon is stuck in the world where he can't change. He feels he cannot change. So Rishon says, "About Torah, stop it." Adam says, "Love, I can't. I'm an eater now. I'm an oichel. Rishon says, "Okay, fine. So then I can't trust you with Eitz Chaim either. But tell them, you know, I don't see you as being a person who's stuck that you can't trust with Eitz Chaim. I have no problem with that. But now that you tell me, you feel you cannot change. You can't accept the Va'ato. You can't accept that, you know, the Russian said, listen, here's the kind of Adam. You blew it yesterday, really bad. Just forget about it. Let's start over again. What does that mean? I can't. I'm stuck. That's, I think, the pshat in the matter. It's not that he was saying that the Torah is b'chutz, he was saying that the Torah can't accept this concept of tshuva, which the version is offering, the Ben Yonah is offering, that Ratzon means that.
So how is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created, in this sense, right, a weak person? Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu has plans for the world, for the universe, for his Bria, and for all the Nivraim, and he starts off with an Adam HaRishon.
Okay.
And he starts off with somebody who doesn't meet up to his standards. I mean, like in a matter of minutes, doesn't meet up.
Okay,
to
so
his
and
standards.
I want to show you a Ramban. I'll tell you if I don't catch one of the pages over here. It's like page 6, I think. Page after that, Medrash. Okay. Now I want to misspell on this Ramban for a second. The pasuk is based on the pasuk after Matan Torah. So Chal Yisrael is at the end of Parshas Yisrael. So the pasukim again, but beforehand, describe the oifen how Hakadosh Baruch Hu did Matan Torah with the choshek, the onan, the rofel, and the kerlis and the brokim, etc. So at the end, the Cholam Roy is a kerlis, as Lapidim is a base kol shafor, vayaram vayanu vayaram the mirachik. Then Moshe says, "Ve'er Moshe Elohim, Al Tiro, don't be scared. Ki le'avur nasoyes eschem bo ha'elokim. Le'avur tia yeros al panechem le'avur tia sechotol. The Moshe wants to be nasoyes eschem." Okay? So Rashi says, what is Loshon Nasoyes? Loshon of, to raise you up, the Umar Tzalim should see you as this unique, right, Loshon of a Nei Salagiva. So to Ramban, Val Daiti hu nisoyen mamish. I think the Pshat the Posse means to test you. Bershon wants to test if you're going to keep the mitzvahs. So what does he do? He's going to take out of your hearts any suffering. Okay, now. Let's stop a second and think what he's saying. He's saying, the Rosh Hashanah says, I opened up the Zion Rekiyim, like Rashi says, and you saw Enod Malvada. Why did the Rosh Hashanah do that? In order to be able to test you. We would be able to test you. After you have the clarity, he's not trying to test anymore. Right. We have this picture that the Rosh Hashanah would just open up the Rekiyim for us and make everything clear, we wouldn't have the Nisar anymore. The Rambam says, we got it all wrong. It's the exact opposite. The Rosh Hashanah made all of the clarity in order to allow you to have a valid Nisoyan. Because until now, it's not a fair Nisoyan. Because you're not sure. Now that you're sure, now I can test you. So the Ramban says, the goal wasn't that we shouldn't be tested. The goal was to have a perfect clarity and then get tested. It's a mind-boggling Ramban. And you think about it, that the Ramban is saying this is the whole goal.
Why is testing that so important? At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do what he wants me to do. So why would he put, in this sense, a michshol in front of me?
There's a fascinating Gemara. There's two Gemaras in Kedushin which really need to be explained on this point. Probably deserves a full conversation on it, but at least I'll just touch on it now. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about the Yetzirah, the relationship to Yetzirah and Adam. And the two Gemaras over there, back to back Gemaras, the Gemara says, one moment number said, the Pagamat Bach Manuvel Zel Mashkel Beis Medrash. If you meet the Manuvel, slap him to Beis Medrash. So I once heard Rabbi Glinsky says, I better deal, leave him outside. Why slap him to Beis Medrash? Leave him outside. That's one question. And the second Gemara, but the Gemara says that Yitzchak Shalom.
Yeah, but that could be answered, right?
Yeah, one second.
For me to leave him outside.
He says, that the Gemara says, Yitzchak Shalom is Mischad Shalom B'chol Yom. Or Miskar Bala B'choyam Tu Nusachos of Gemara V'imola Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizu Lo HaYochol. So now let's get this straight. Now what's the purpose of the Yitzhar? We know that we should be tested. Okay, so we're having a fight in the ring, right? And in the ring we put in, right, two heavyweight boxers, right? So that's a fight. Let's say you put the world champion heavyweight boxer and an amateur lightweight boxer. That's not a fight. That's a massacre. Right? That's not a fight. Right? So the Russian says, listen, here's a guy. I created Yitzhara to test you, to challenge you. And I made him so powerful that you can't win. So the Russian created the Yitzhara wrong. If the whole purpose of the Yitzhara is to test us and to challenge us, and I can't beat him, so the Russian made the Yitzhara the wrong way. So what is the Gemara saying? The answer is that the Chara, so the two Gemara sort of balance each other. So I once heard from Yaakov Glinsky say like this. He said it with a story. There is a Rav in Europe in the city of Lodz, Rabbi Yochai Meisel. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. His godless was he was as sharp as a whip on his feet. Like he could, you know. So even the he, you know, there's cases where he busted criminal rings. I mean, they, the chop, how he chop things. Was Mashunadik. He had tremendous lay for the umlolim, for the yisaimim and the amonas, the niyim, etc. And he used to protect the famous mice about there. He went with him. He once went to knock on an usher's door in the middle of the winter. He went to he needed him to donate wood, so he asked him to step outside and talk. He says, you know, the guy was getting colder and colder. Well, that's the story with him. Okay, so by here, Yoim, there's a story that there was a mice. There was a yid who was chopped with the court case with a goy. He bribed the judge. So somebody saw him bribing the judge. The Yid bribed the judge. So now there was a court case against the Jew for bribing the judge. Because that's quite a horrible thing to do, right? So Rabbi Yochai was called upon to advocate for this Jew who's being tried for the criminal process of because he bribed the judge. So, and they knew him already. You know, he comes in and he says, Your Honor, may I speak to you? He says, please, have you ever bought fresh fish down by the fish market? He says, Rabbi, what does it do with it? He says, just hear me out, please. He says, yes. He says, so how do you buy it? You know, it's still like, you know, it's like flopping around, etc. He says, you put it in a box. He says, so they charge you for the box. He says, no. That's, you know, he says, Rabbi, they go over there, they have a scale, and they put the box on one side, and they put weights on the other side, to balance the box. Then they put the fish in, and they put new weights, a little bit different part of the scale, so it's clear that that's separate. And then they charge it for the fish. It says, okay, so this means there's sometimes that the goal of putting something in there is just to balance it. So Rabbi Yochai, he wasn't bribing the judge. He says, you know what I know, when there's a case between a Jew and a goy, right, you always favor the goy. He was just trying to balance it out. This Rabbi Yochai said to him, the judge laughed, and they let him go. Okay. The Dr. Yaakov Galinsky, what the Gemara is telling...
I'll use that next week.
Let's see. Right. And it was politically correct. So Dr. Yaakov, he says, what the Gemara is telling you is, outside of the Beis Medrash, you're going to lose. It didn't say the Beis Medrash you're going to win, but it's a fair fight. It's balanced. Mashkel the Beis Medrash doesn't mean you're going to win. Shem the Beis Medrash, then you have a fighting chance. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said based on the story. He miles him shot the Gemara winners. The other Gemara, the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara is saying, but what happens in Beis Medrash? Is you find a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you. The goal isn't to win. The goal is to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask for help. That's the goal. Because if the goal was to win, why did the Russian make the Yetzirah so difficult? The answer, that wasn't the goal. The goal wasn't to win. The goal was to ask for help. Right, you know, like the Balaam was real good. It's like, you know, those are good for the parents. You know, the cash. Like, yeah, I'm not answering the cash. I'm saying you misunderstood. You made a hanocha, and therefore you had a cash. So the answer is you missed the whole point. Obviously, you're right. If the person's goal was that you should win, he would have made the Yitzhar differently. The answer, that's not his goal. The goal is to be in the fight. and to ask for help. That's the goal. And Nisar doesn't mean you're going to win. Nisar means that you're going to try. And Versha says, I'm willing to make the whole Maimon Har Sinai with all of that is a Hechatim, so afterwards to test you. And you might win, you might lose. It's the definition of a test. I mean, it's possible to lose afterwards. But that's exactly the point. The goal is to be... So other Rishon came along and said, he made a halacha that the goal over here was to win. So if I blew it, I'm done. You went into the ring and you were pulverized by the Yitzhahara, so just stay down. Rosh says, you got it all wrong. That wasn't the goal. The goal was to be tested. The goal of life is that the Rosh wants to challenge you because then he wants to see what you're going to do. What are you going to do at that point in time? And if you lose, what are you going to do? Okay, that's step number one. I want to take it. Step number two, there's a beautiful piece of Revolva. Again, you'll find where a page it is. And this is Mamish. It's Ali Shur Chelik Aleph Shar Rishon Perik Aleph. This is like Judaism 101. Now what page is it on? I don't know.
Right after the Sefer Tshuva.
Okay, so page two. Okay. Go figure out.
It's just to test us.
Yes.
The goal is just to ask for help.
So, right now we're saying the Batah, the Ben Yonah saying Batah is coming off Fuke, the past. Batah also excludes the future. I tell the person, tell me that you're never going to eat from this tree again. But I didn't ask you that, I asked you Batah. Right? Promise me you're never going to do it again? I didn't ask you that. I asked you right now, get it right. Ben Yonah's point isn't just forget about the past. It says, today, do it right today. I can't keep this up the whole year. I can't keep it all the rest of my life. I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to do it right today. Okay. So, the point over here, Mamash, the top of the page, the Ali Shur, he says, he's talking about the challenge of taking a young Bacher into the world of learning Gemara. So what happens? You learn Gemara, you start daydreaming. So he calls it the world of Dimyon. Daydreaming is Dimyon, right? So you start learning, you have to deal with your Dimyonis. So he's not just retinas b'yoyser b'ino emes v'sheker shabadim. Shadavka v'poyskoyser Gemara kama Dimyonis v'toykvimusa. Why would you open your Gemara and all of a sudden your mind start daydreaming? You're reading a book. You're reading the book or whatever. All of a sudden it's not daydreaming. No, it's, I'm learning Gemara. It's not daydreaming. So, but look what you deal with. Zecharenus Avar, Daigus Osid, Kepedus v'susukhe Ahayven. Right? You deal with the Zecharenus of the Avar, the Daigus about the future, and then you have the challenge of what's going on in your life right now. So I have to agree with it. I have to agree with him. He's right. If I have to deal with my whole life in 1 second, I'm going to get overwhelmed. And all of the Zecharenus my Avar, and all of the Zecharenus at Osid, like the Daigus Osid, I have to talk about this guy. The one book I had, his nature is he likes to he projects. I said, I don't blame you for getting overwhelmed. And if I have to worry about the next 10 years in 15 minutes, I'd also be overwhelmed. But can we stop, please, doing that? Just focus on the 15 minutes. Kosha Yisrael says, "Ena makar b'choser kishrut." It's not because you're lacking the ability. Ela b'shlitas dimyanus of ela shaladim alav. Because our minds, I once saw a secular fellow. He says. I relate to my mind as basically like a wayward child that never listens what I tell to do. I tell to think, no, I'm busy doing something else. The kids running around, that's our minds, So that's, he says, okay, just I want to take that one piece. He says, the finest in the Seichel says, it's illogical to think about the past, it's illogical to think about the future. It's logical to think about right now, what I have to deal with right now in front of me. So the Batah is not just the Sadrishan says the Bersh Achalti Va'Oichel is not just I'm in the past, I am now a person who will continue to eat and eat and eat and eat. That's what I'm going to do. So he's worrying about the future also. So this poor fellow, right, is overwhelmed with I'm going to live for 1,000 years, and I have to be perfect for every single day of the next 1,000 years. That's pretty overwhelming to think about that. So the Bersh says, I can't do it. Rosh is about Torah. Just stop that, please. Now. Just focus on the now. So I think that's the tut start of the Medrash. Okay. Now, I want to tell you a fascinating thing. So
hold on 1 second. So why if that's the pshat, so then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, well, I bet you get, I got to get you out of here because I don't want you eating from the Eitz HaChayim?
Well, I think that what he's saying is that if you would be able to understand that you deal with each day and make that day function as best as possible, so, and yeah, you might be a show in the future, but that's not an issue. But, you know, if that's not your focus, you'll be able to handle each day. Because there's like
so I'm doing you a favor. Instead of putting you into a situation, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him, instead of putting you into a situation which you're going to be so stressed out, you're not going to be able to handle it, I'll introduce you to death. And therefore, it'll be a shorter...
Well, he already was told he's going to die.
But what I'm saying is...
The truth was not that he's not going to die. He was staying in Gan Eden, he would die.
Well, but the reverse is, if I stayed in Gan Eden and I ate from the...
Right, but the verse didn't offer that to him. In other words, he didn't need a process of... In other words, tshuva and kapora are two different things. Everybody else says that, you know, that there's a separate process of kapora. The cleansing process of kapora required that he dies. That wasn't the issue. But the issue was, okay, but you can live in Gan Eden and die. But the problem is if you eat from the Eitz HaChayim, you're not going to be able to die, so you're never going to get your kapora. That was the problem. Right? So, and I need you to die. I need you to go through the process of... There was a zuma put into the body, which the only way it's going to be removed is when the body
separates.
It's like the morale compares it to the process of a seed. the germination of a seed is through the fact that it deteriorates in the ground. If as it falls apart, you can create out of that something much greater than it is. So all of it will be recreated in Tchias HaMesim in a perfect form, that the goof will be perfect. Only through the process of the deterioration in the ground, then there'll be a germination of a greater Adam coming out of the ground afterwards. That's how the morale, that's how the Ramchal explains, the morale uses that mushal by the seed, and the Ramchal explains that's why there had to be a Misa process. But the point is, staying at eight, you can still live in Gan Eden and do that. So no, you can't, because you're going to eat and never get the tikkun. Elamai said, don't eat. So that because you're sitting here and, like you're saying, you know, adding all these years ahead of you to right now, you're not, you're about to toss the past and the future. I blew it, and I'm a person, I can't control myself, and you have to do this for years and years and years, forget it. It's like, tell a quadrillion havdolas, you know, you tell the alcoholic, promise you never drink again in your life. And I can't do it. I promise you next 2 minutes you're not going to drink. That I can handle. Maybe. Right? Now, I want to talk about the Kosher Zohar for a second. I think there was very big nakuda of the Alei Te'ena. Now, this piece, Be'etzim, I was referring to it. I didn't put the whole piece into the packet because I couldn't really extract the point that I wanted. There's a shir from Rav Soloveitchik called Alei Te'ena of the Kosher Zohar. Okay? Which is not in the packet. I was just going to read you a little bit of it. I didn't put it in there, not because I'm hiding. It's like too many pages. The whole thing is like, you know, he never spoke short. You know, the thing is like 15, 16 pages long. The topic really was Rosh Hashanah, etc. He sees a fascinating thing between the kosnus or an Alei Te'ena. He says the Alei Te'ena is the act of girding yourself with chait. The Te'ena, what Medrash says, that was the tree. Right. That was the Eitz HaDaas. So he's basically saying, you know, I'm girding myself with hate now. I'm taking the Alei Te'ena, right? Okay, so
it's a negative.
It's a negative perception. There was I am a person who now that my strength, my ability is tainted by hate. That's part of me. It's part of my being. This is the way I'm right now. Person says, if you please take off that Alei Te'ena and put it in Kosher Zohar. Right. Okay, and we know in the Sefer Torah of Remeir, the word or was written with an olive. The person says, I can give you clothing which gives back your covet. In other words, because I'll say that the word labush means lo busha. There's no busha anymore. Right? But we have many words for clothing. We have the word beged. Rehur says that the word beged is connected to the Medrash actually says it's connected to the word begida. I rebelled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a beautiful word from The Maggid, he says, you know, talking about the deal, you know, people have, you know, fancy clothing, and they, you know, they spoil about the fancy clothing. He says there was once a family which was very close to the king. They were the part of the minister of the nation, of the country, and they rebelled against the king. They tried to overthrow the king, and they were caught. So they should all be killed, but the king loved them too much. So he decided to pardon them. But as a sign of embarrassment, shame for what they've done, they had to wear a red splotch on their clothing. So they walked around with this red splotch. I was like, what's a red splotch? Oh, you're the people who rebelled against the king. It was very embarrassing. For all the generations. So the next generation, they didn't really do the sin themselves, you know. So they, you know, it's the way it is. It's not comfortable. Like, he's like, well, you're a red splotch. Look at my father. You know? Four generations later, like, you know, there was red splotches already. Like, you know, they... He says, clothing is represent the fact that we were rebelled against Kodesh Baruch Hu. We rebelled against Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're worried about having fancy clothing. Like, you know, I have $3,000 suits. You know, like, you know, I have $3,000 statements that I did in Meira. Like, you know, that's what it is. That's the Maggid's Mashal, you know. The word Me'ila is from the word Me'ila. We were moiled against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The word Levush is in the Lashon of Loi Bushav. And the Mor says that Begadim are called Kavod. The Mor says, your beggar is, it gives you back your Kavod. As much as you deteriorate into the world of being animalistic, right? So, no, this covers that. And it says, don't you find yourself by that. Don't look at yourself and say, I'm an animal. I'm like the animals. I just follow my instincts. No, you're not that. So clothing are the way to... Yes, it's because of what you've done wrong. And you realize, but the point of the clothing is to cover over the ore. That's the point that he says. He says a few interesting piece over here. He says that part of the Alatena is the Kishrena Miyuchas Shal Adam Levilti HaHashem Es Atzmai. Don't find yourself guilty. So Rosh Hashanah comes to Adam and says, me? It was her. Like, you know, he's cloaked himself with the sin so much that I'm, it's not my fault. That's the way it is. He says, that's the Alatena. It says, this is the Ksus Alitena Shal Ha'odim Hamaderni. This is, our generation has become very good at this. I mean, you listen to people, like, when they admit something wrong, it's always like, you know, it's a paragraph long, and the first word is, I shouldn't have done what I did, but, and, however you want to say it, and the rest of the paragraph is, why it wasn't my fault.
The jails are full of good. Full with innocent people.
Right.
That's the phrase.
So I think that the Adamarishan comes. So I want to tell you a fascinating thing. What were these kosos are made out of? So that's what, you know. So look at page, I guess, 3. Vayas Hashem Elokim l'Adam l'Ishta kosos or v'yabishay. Okay, so look at the Targum Yonasan. So where did these kosos or come from? So if you learn it was shorn from an animal, okay. But it means it was the skin of the animal. What animal was dead? No animal died yet. Mm-hmm. So what's the skin? Where did the skin come from? Russia killed an animal to give it to Adam? What does it mean? So the Yonasan. V'adashem l'kim l'adam l'insa say l'vushin dikor, clothing of dikor of covet, mean meshach chivya from the snake's skin, the ashach minay, which he shed, amashach biser hoyn kalav, it was put on their skin. Kalav shufri hoyn the ishtalkel of abeishinun. They lost there was a bag of covered which they had before, which they had to take that off. The Russian put on this instead. So the Kesher Yonasan translated. V'yashar Hashem Elokim la'adam ishtal vushay covered me'or hanachash apashat mimenu, the skin that the nachash shed. So what did the Breshem cloak them with? The skin of the Nachash. So we're saying the whole Shigal Torah was the Aleteina. And the answer is Kosos Or. How does it solve the problem? Right? The Chara doesn't solve the problem. So I think that's the Ramban. The Ramban says, I'm not promising you that you're not going to have challenges in life. I never promised you that. And you might do good, you might do bad. I'm not promising anything. Right? But I'm promising you that the challenges of life doesn't mean that you have to lose. You're stuck in Alitena. You're stuck in the I am an Alitena person. It says no. The verse was the Nachash. I wasn't, you know, the Nachash. The Nachash wasn't there to be I'm not getting all the Yidiyim Bechira, but like, you know, what was the whole conversation between the Nachash and the Adam Rishon? So Rav Hirsch has, if you have time, we'll go through Rav Hirsch's piece. Rav Hirsch's piece, he says, an animal is a fascinating thing. The animal is made to do whatever he does by instinct. Who put it into him? A Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the animal knows that anything which it wants to do is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking. The Russian made him like that. So the Nachash says to Adam, you want to eat from the Eitz HaDaat, it means that's what Russian told you to do. If you feel desire to something, means that's what the Russian wants you to do. That is natural. Being natural is good. Because by an animal it is. There's only one being in the world where that's not correct. Which is Adam. But Adam, by listening to the Nachash, what he's doing is saying, I'm an animal. I'm the same as an animal, which, you mean, you know, and whatever's natural is good. This is our society, right?
Yeah,
this is it. You know, being natural is good. You know, if I feel upset, I tell you that I'm upset. And if I want to anger, I'll yell at you, because that's what you're not supposed to suppress yourself. I have desires. Unnatural. The whole thing is great. We are... That's a behemoth. And by behemoth, it's not bad. Now, so the argument is what the Nachash is arguing that is. So what's the aftermath of that? So I put a piece of reflection here. I just want to read you one part of it. It's interesting. I apologize for the spelling mistake, but it's not my fault. So page 87.
That's very apropos.
Yeah, right.
That is very apropos.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I don't want to say nothing, but...
Okay. So the one consideration, it's reconsideration. Page 87 on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Does, however, seem to us of the utmost importance. In the whole of this word of God, the curse is pronounced only against the ground and an animal, but in no ways over man. Mankind is in no manner whatsoever placed under a ban for his disobedience. And all that was said, not a single syllable altered by hair's breadth man's high calling or his ability to reach and fulfill it. Only the stage upon which and the external under which he was to accomplish his mission are altered for his benefit. The mission itself, his godlike calling, his godlike competence for it, remain undisturbed.
What did he say so far?
Listen. I'm sorry. I happen to love the language of the of a verse. You know, they redid it in like a modern English. I hate it. I lost all the beauty of it. And the original German is even better.
So yeah,
right. So he says, if you look at the psukim, you know, he's coming up with the concept of the original sin in Christianity. That man was diminished. Man's not diminished. Didn't say man is diminished. Man is not cursed. Man is not, you know, to be perceived as something which is bad now. Man is still man. Where are you going to live and how are you going to deal with it? And what are going to be the challenges? Okay, that might have changed. Right? Adam and Rishon in Gan Eden also had nisyanos, also had mitzvahs, also had challenges. So, now you have no challenges. But who you are never changed. Right? That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him. That was the Baruch's response to your thinking that you're the same as an animal. No, you're Tzelem Elokim. Still today, every child comes from the hand of God as pure as Adam did. Still today, every child is born to mankind pure as an angel. It's one of the cardinal points of Jewish life and the essential Jewish nature. Then he says, what a disconsolate lie. Under the whole moral future of mankind has been forged out of this history. The dogma of original sin has been founded upon a dogma which, etc. We don't believe in any of this stuff. That's ridiculous, etc. Man has not been changed. Right? That's the fascinating point of the whole conversation over here. The Russian is still talking to him. He's still a Navi. He's still potentially staying in Gan Eden. He's the one who's defining himself as a person who can't stay in Gan Eden. Okay, so you have to leave. We defined ourselves as the one who has to leave, not in Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a fascinating. We define ourselves as diminished, and we can't handle the challenges. Okay, which is okay. So I can't give you a challenge like that. So you have to leave. If you say you hand up to the challenge, how do you do that? By I understand it's overwhelming. Take one day at a time. But if you believe that you can rise to the challenge, you'll rise to the challenge. But Adam says, I am now. It says the verse was saying, it's not that the Nachash was a batzim atos. You were supposed to have challenges. Like the Rambam says, the goal is going to be to take you to the highest level of clarity and still challenge you. The nachash is not a stira to you. You can wear a nachash. And that can be your kavod. That can be my bushy kavod, to wear the nachash. Because, yeah, I have challenges. That's what life is about. The whole goal of life is to have challenges, and I can embrace that and live with it. That can be my bushy kavod. Or it could be an aletena, which I get stuck in.
So why was the nachash cursed?
So the way he understands that the purpose of the nachash being cursed was a way to stress to man, to Adam, how different you are from that animal. It wasn't that the nachash was cursed, that's it. Because that's what nachash is supposed to...
He
didn't do anything wrong. But Adam needed the nachash to be perceived as totally different than what he is, in order to be able to understand the merchah between a man and an animal, and not continue to think like an animal. That's what he suggests. Okay, I think I covered everything.
But no, Pirkei Rav Elazar you have.
So now the Pirkei Rav Elazar, I just want to just run through it quickly.
So this seems to be exactly what Hashem told Kain. Pesach Chatzis
Right.
The same exact.
It's the same conversation. Right. Basically, it's the same conversation. Okay. Now the page of the Medrash over here, it goes to different types of pshatim and kosnas, what the kosnas were. Okay. That's the source of Rashi. I just want to see there are other pshatim and what kosnas are. It doesn't bring this pshat. Says these were the clothing which the Bukharis used. This was a separate gemalim. The Rosh Hashanah was kosnas with an olive. Okay. The Pirkei Rav Elazar, just as a fascinating Pirkei Rav Elazar, just as glad to see. They made the clothing from that, and they so that we know that was the tree. Also, it's the same that we just saw the Targum Edison. Fine. He's going to come again. He's going to bite me from behind. He's going to come attack me again. There is this protection of the clarity.
Who created the Amit
Shalesh? Rosh Hashem sent it to him. He put his hands out to the Oreish. Baruch Borei Me Oreish. This is the Bereshit Shalom Motzei Shabbos, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Right? So Rosh Hashem sent him the Or to protect him. And then it brings the whole our procedure how we do with the Havdalah with the Mereish. You put your hands towards the Eish to benefit from the light. You pull back, etc. He says the reason why we look at the Tziparin is because this reminds us. And it goes. You take from the Kreishal Abdullah. It's good to look at that. The Medrash about the bracha which comes from looking drinking from the Kreishal Abdullah. And continued, etc. How he continued being misan over the chet that he did.
So eventually he did do tshuva. We midrashim that said he did tshuva, whether on Shabbos. Or.
Right.
Mishnah
Shalom Shabbos. Mishnah Shabbos. The word the Mishnah Shalom Shabbos is the same osis as tshuva. Hey, taking out the vav because the vav is just really it's hey tov shin bay hashabbos tshuva. Tshuva is the same word, same letters. So Adam did tshuva.
He was convinced by the.
I mean, the
Shabbos.
Actually, the Medr says that he said it after Kayin. What happened to the Masa Ben Chor? He says, I didn't realize the power of Shuva. Possible, Mr. Shuli Yom Shabbos. That's what the Medr says. And after Kayin, did Shuva. He said, did Shuva and he's Pasharti. If I didn't realize the Kayin of Shuva, then that's what the Medr says. And once he said that, he says, possible, Mr. Shuli Yom Shabbos. So. That was like took place later. I just want to take a look at the Sasem. There's one thing over here. He actually brings this Mimashka of the Chibyot. Pirush al yedei chet rishon nasa kostas or mimash with the chivya nisabas benoshiyos begashmius. He understands it to mean that Pashat, he became enveloped in kostas or in physicality. And now the goal is to make a kostas or with an aleph. That's how we understand this. That's not the mahalach that we're going with, you know. But
so HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response according to that is to double down on the Nisayon.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay, what would the...
That this is where you are, so this is what we're going to get. You're
Torah's punishment, or...
No, I wouldn't say it's a punishment. It's like that was the... There's consequences are not punishments. That's the consequence, I think, is what he's saying. So Yosef is the Yosef Bigdoy. Yonos Achutza means he left the Malbush Aguf. He overcame. There was, instead of being dictated by the nature of the Guf, he was able to. It says Yosef's Ksonus was the Ksonus Or with an olive. That's the piece which he's talking about. He was able to rise above it. Who cost his or at the end of that paragraph with an olive? He was able to go beyond the limitations of Gashmias. We use year and Ava, use the body. Yosef was able to move beyond that. There's no year and Ava, just like he's beyond the whole thing. He's not part of the whole process. That's what Yosef was able to accomplish. That's the piece that he says. Okay.